The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Larissa Moore, filling in for Kate Watson. It's Tuesday, the 10th of September. In your Squiz today, an emergency bushfire situation declared for the Sunshine Coast, more twists and turns for Brexit, British Airways pilots on strike, and Nadal takes home the US Open. This is your Squiz today. Strong winds are making terrible bushfire conditions worse in northern New South Wales and southern Queensland, Claire, and now an emergency situation has been declared for the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, 10 homes were lost last night at Perugian Beach. Anyone who's been to that beautiful Sunshine Coast area knows that Perugian, and then you sort of move up to Sunrise and Sunshine Beaches, they're all areas that have been threatened overnight with very fast-moving fire. People have been evacuated from that area, and it's looking like we'll know a little bit more first thing this morning about how that fire is progressing, but certainly last night it was a very dangerous situation.
We mentioned yesterday that this has been a record early start to bushfire season. What's being said about the reasons for it?
Yeah, really interesting article on the ABC website this morning. Climatologists and bushfire experts have weighed in, and they say that the drought plus a warmer than usual winter has combined to create some really terrible conditions, and they're those conditions that we're seeing. Of course, we know yesterday the fire authorities were saying that it was just such a terrible start to bushfire season and historically early, which of course didn't bode well for what's coming for the coming months. But there's an interesting a few statements in that article on the ABC about the impact of climate change. Particularly in Queensland, they say climate change hasn't had a role in what's unfolding there. That seems to be not so much about temperatures but about rainfall. But when you look then further south, certainly the drought, they say, is linked to climate change trends.
Just a reminder as well to check the Rural Fire Service website for updates in your area if you're near those affected. Picking up on Brexit from last week, it looks like any call for an early election will continue to fail until the no deal legislation is implemented. Essentially, the opposition and those rebel Tory MPs want to prevent Britain leaving without a deal, which would force Boris Johnson to ask for an extension. He said he'd rather die in a ditch than not Brexit on October 31st. They've been back in Parliament today. What's the latest?
So the latest is at the end of today, Parliament is suspended until the middle of October. You might remember a couple of weeks back, Boris Johnson decided to prorogue the Parliament, which suspends it. And that, of course, was a plan that was hatched when it was all going his way. And the idea was that they'd get through a few days of parliamentary sittings, that he would head off to the European Union summit in sort of mid-October, and then Brexit on the 31st, whether there was a deal in place or not. What, of course, has unfolded over the last few days is that, as you say, those Labour minor parties and some rebel Conservative MPs have banded together to prevent Johnson from being able to Brexit with no deal in place. What, of course, then happened is that Johnson tried to drive for an election. That, of course, hasn't been possible because Jeremy Corbyn, who leads Labor, and others are saying that they don't want to have an election in play until that no-deal Brexit legislation has been put in place. And while it's been given royal assent this morning, it still hasn't actually been implemented. So that will happen, no doubt, in the coming days. Also interesting to see that government MPs are saying that they're going to test the limit of that legislation. Some people are saying that means that they're going to try and behave illegally, but the government has assured people that it will behave within the limits of the law, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to test it and try and get ways around it so that they can still pursue that no-deal Brexit on the 31st of October. It's all been a pretty messy day and very frantic, so no doubt we'll know a bit more in the wash-up about it tomorrow about exactly what's gone down.
And a reminder that if you're after more of a Brexit 101, to check out our Squiz Shortcuts episode, we'll take you through it in around 10 minutes. You can find that by searching for Squiz Shortcuts in your podcasting app. Still in the UK, 4,000 British Airways pilots have gone on strike over a pay dispute. The action is going to cost British Airways 70 million Australian dollars a day.
Yeah, it's over a pay dispute that's been going on for some time. The pilots' union says that pilots deserve a bit more of a pay increase given the airline has been a bit more profitable in the last year or so. Those strikes scheduled for yesterday and into today will affect, of course, scheduling going into the week. Australian passengers who are travelling with Qantas codeshare flights, of course, their BA flights when you're sort of heading from London to Europe, have been warned that their travel plans will certainly be affected. And interesting to see this morning two articles saying that other airlines, particularly the budget airlines out of the UK, have really hiked their prices, meaning that travellers who have been stuck are stuck and really out of pocket.
In some more extreme weather, over in Japan, they are bracing under Typhoon Faxai. It's the worst storm in Greater Tokyo's history, and there have been three deaths from it so far.
Yeah, three deaths. Hundreds of thousands of commuters were stranded yesterday. Of course, their transport network is known to be running on meticulously on time, but that didn't happen yesterday. There were power outages for almost a million homes. And of course, that record-breaking winds and rain certainly doesn't set up really good preparations for the Rugby World Cup, which is taking off just in the coming days.
And while it's no salmon cannon, there are some fish on the move in New South Wales.
I love the salmon cannon. I wish they could bring the salmon cannon and make it work for this fish rescue that they're undertaking. They're taking some ponds in the Menindi Lakes area, which are drying up and are expected to get even worse over summer, and shifting those native fish. We're talking about Murray cod and golden perch. They're being chauffeur-driven to a new home in the Darling River.
That's not too bad.
No, not too bad. I guess it's certainly a lot better than drying up in those lakes, and it's a move to prevent those massive fish kills that we saw, you'd remember, last summer.
And just quickly in sport now, Rafael Nadal won the US Open yesterday. He beat Russia's Daniil Medvedev.
He did. It was an incredible match. You and I both got to watch it because we have flexible working hours, which means if we want to watch the tennis in the morning, we will.
It's an upside to that 4 a.m. start.
Yeah, it is. But wow, it was an almost 5-hour long epic match. It was just an incredible game. Both players were really slogging it out. That takes Nadal to just one win away from equaling Roger Federer's record of 20 Grand Slam men's singles title, and very well deserved. He hustled for every single point in that game.
He really did. And as stressful as it is, you've got to love a five-setter in a Grand Slam. What's the subject line today?
Subject line today, I've gone with the Brexit theme. You might know the song Take It to the Limit One More Time. That seems to go very well with where Boris Johnson and his team are at today, particularly as they're testing the limit of that legislation.
I was really hoping you were going to somehow weave our Squiz sayings into a subject line.
Yes, I will leave that right there. You'll need to get into the email to have a look at them.
Yeah. That's all for us today. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We'd always love to see where you're listening to The Squiz. You can tag us at The Squiz, unless it's in the shower. We know there are a few of you out there. That's okay. That's all for us today, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.